Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
And from the English News Desk, I'm Will Taylor. Pope Benedict sent a message to the participants in an international seminar concluding today at the Vatican on disarmament, development, and peace, sponsored by the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. Charles Collins has this report.
In his message, Pope Benedict launched an urgent appeal that the international community take up again with courage the path of disarmament, and through a new humanism construct the foundations for lasting peace and the development of all peoples. The Pope reminded participants that all people are called first and foremost to disarm their own hearts so as to become peacemakers. Reaffirming that self-defense is the unalienable right of each state, he went on to say that this does not mean a right to accumulate as much arms as possible. Otherwise, the state, who should be the guarantor of the life and peace of its people, would paradoxically be in the position of threatening these very things. The Pope added that nations must take responsibility to make sure that not more money than necessary will be spent on military expenditures at the cost of the well-being of the poorest and most vulnerable in society. He says that although the modern situation shows that the challenges of indifference and isolationism in international relations can seem to inevitably lead to conflict, he reminded the participants that war is never inevitable and that peace is always a possibility. The Pope, speaking on the eve of his trip to New York to address the United Nations, said that it is time to change the course of history, to recover a sense of trust among peoples, to promote dialogue, and to foster solidarity, according to the noble ideals that inspired the foundation of the UN. Pope Benedict continued by stressing that the great inequalities in the global economy continue to threaten global stability and peace. He said that nations must be willing to refocus their energies and monies on addressing the real needs of the poor and not on military expenditure if they want to avert the threat of war and terrorism. He said that it's only in this manner that future generations will experience the right to peace that all persons have. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.